I'm very happy now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Ulla Peterson. She's director of the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary, which is down just south of Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte.
And the annual open house and I guess what you call it, a sort of collective birthday party for the animals, is coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 9th and 10th of May, from 10 to 4. And this is a wonderful event in which you really open the sanctuary up to the public so that they can see your dogs and horses and birds and get the feeling of what happens in an animal sanctuary, kind of an animal hospice, which sets an example of real wellness care. And it's even more than that. It's almost like a kind of a center for loving kindness.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. That's nicely put. It is. We try. And it's an opportunity on that spring open house to come in and meet the animals and learn about our wellness care program. And we have it kind of in action first thing when you get in the gate. You have smiley faces and waggy tails and lots of them. We offer tours where you'll meet the rest of the animals throughout the sanctuary. And and then we also offer educationals each day. We have workshops, discussions. On Saturday, we have Ray Sikora with Animal Emotional Intelligence talking about that. It's a very exciting topic, really, for all of us. We have acupuncture with Dr. Audrey Shannon. And Sunday, I'm doing a workshop myself on senior dogs healing while aging. And that is something that is really at the center or the focus of our mission, healing while aging. And it has come up in many aspects of the calls I get every day with aging and healing and dying and living and so forth. All of those parts of our lives or aspects of our lives that are sort of in a big jumble there. We try and sort it out so that we have a wellness care program, really, that we have developed. And so what we have just observed over the years is that the old animals come in with all kinds of traumatized conditions.
Yeah, I was going to say, healing while aging, it's not just like healing from wounds and illnesses, but it's really healing from trauma.
Right. It's healing from trauma at all levels, both physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And we take all of that into account when we do close observation, assessments, highly individualized care, and of course we do end-of-life care and hospice care. That is our focus. We go with that process, but to get the best quality, life quality out of wherever the animals are at when they come in, and we realize that they age continuously, of course, and come in with different types of trauma. So developing a situation, an ongoing situation where they begin to feel safe is really the most important thing, and that takes time, you know, just like in any trauma care. And so everything in staff and volunteers is geared towards that. And that's an ongoing process. And then we seek to establish mobility. Many of our big dogs, for instance, cannot get up or move when they come in. They're so locked up with either arthritis or fear or toxic conditions where they come from. And that is always all very locking up in the not only your body, but your whole system is so full of fear. And of course they can't quite describe to us in literal sense, you know, when you
where does it hurt, Fido?
Right. Or when you use that pitchfork to clean horse stalls over there, that really, it really makes me nervous, you know, because she could swing it around at me and then I would hurt.
Right.
I wouldn't know why and so forth. Nutrition, we do most of our own cooking for the dogs. And we have a partnership with Whole Foods that we are very, very happy and appreciative about. So they're big supporters of our work. And, of course, most of that is organically produced and so forth. Then they start detoxifying, usually at some point. And then we work with that. It could be skin problems. It could be eye conditions. It could be diarrhea or something. But we go with it. We realize that that is part of the healing process.
Which is, it's a very important insight. I mean, that something is, instead of a new illness, it's a release of an old illness.
Exactly, exactly. And then we help them, of course, deal with that and go through those shifts, because it creates a big shift. And it usually creates a big shift in how they feel about themselves, too. Something frees up. Now you begin to get a sense of hope. They can move around, up and down. We have one old big lab, for instance, who could not get up even when she came in. Now she's climbing up the hay bales, up to the top of the hay barn, because there's smells and there's little noises and things that she has to go and investigate. And
so these dogs who couldn't even get up are now running around and doing things.
They're running around and she's smiling, she's wagging her tail like unbelievably.
Oh my goodness.
Because she's so happy to be independent. And of course that increases the endorphins and everything we now know about. And to be can do for herself. It's such an innate sense of all of us, and in people too, that you can do something for yourself. You have choices.
You know, one can only wish that the kids in foster care got the kind of treatment that the dogs at the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary get.
Yeah, and of course we seek to be a model. This is very labor intensive.
And it's a model not only for how visitors to your sanctuary treat their own animals, but how we all treat each other as people.
Exactly, exactly. It is. It has much larger implications. And, you know, we live in a society here where somehow, I don't know how it really got around, but somehow we have gotten this idea that we have to dominate nature and animals and so forth, and we have to, certainly we have to manage our lives, including the animals. But, you know, this dominating effect, this gives us an opportunity, really, to learn about developing right relationships, as I think of it. Of course, that's individual for each person and animal and so forth. But beginning to develop a mindfulness about what is our relationship, really?
Mutual learning from each other as opposed to I tell you what to do.
Right, and it's a partnership. And it's working with, as opposed to just go and clap at somebody and say, do this. You know, and they have no idea why that would be. So it also teaches people a lot about, you know, their own self-management, really. If they're having a hard day, you cannot just take it out on the animals and all of that sort of thing. Another part of our wellness care program is really we have a very organized flow of the day so that the animals learn to see us as dependable people. And we do what we say we're going to do.
They love routine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So do most people, actually, too.
My dachshund, at 5:30, if he hasn't gotten his evening feeding.
I know.
We hear
woof,
about
woof,
it.
Woof, woof, woof. Absolutely. And that teaches them, also, they get sufficient rest in between. At 1:05, everybody is out flat. It's siesta time for everybody except me. But that's it. No visitors, no, except for when we have open house, okay, and then they sleep for about 2 weeks afterwards.
Is it strenuous for them?
It is. Oh, yes, it's very strenuous. There'll be different voices, different smells. Yeah. People come in, but they're good sports.
But everybody loves them.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody comes
do.
In and gives them lots of love.
And then, of course, we have a non-toxic environment, and it's very, very important for all of us, the environment, everybody, but we've never used toxins or pesticides at all in the sanctuary, so that we have a healthy soil, healthy energy, and it's also important that it is a sanctuary for all the little critters that we don't see, you know, like the earthworms, the microorganisms in the soil, and so forth. A community of their own kind is really important. And then, of course, when it comes towards the end, we go with the process. We don't seek to fight it or go into denial. We have very good veterinary support who comes to our sanctuary and do all the wellness care. We do mostly homeopathics, but we also go to more traditional methods where it's needed. And Dr. Marianne Schadler is with us, and she's a mobile vet and does wonderful, wonderful care and committed care to our old folks.
So this is Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary, and once again, the open house is this weekend. It's May 9th and 10th from 10 to 4. It's free and open to the public, and it's south of Santa Fe. It's just about half a mile south of the Lone Butte General Store, that Shell station on Route 14, the Turquoise Trail. So you can just drive south from Santa Fe or drive north from Albuquerque, and you look for the balloons and the signs. And
you do, yeah.
You can just go and this workshop that we're talking about, healing while aging for senior dogs, and I think probably for all of us too,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. is Sunday at noon, but there's other things going on throughout the weekend, and it's a wonderful place for children to visit
too. It is. It's a family situation, and we have a website, kindredspiritsnm.org, and please go to that and get more specific information. And of course, it's a collective birthday party, and we celebrate actually getting older and weller and happy and smiley and in action. So come join us.
Ola Peterson, Director of Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte.